Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Got Sue's News coming up in the next hour. I've been tweeting a little bit about this, and I've admitted in the past couple weeks I've really been addicted to the fire coverage out in L.A., and our friend Brian Pink from KNX in Los Angeles is back with us, and unfortunately it's because there is a big fire. It's called the Hughes Fire that has exploded. Brian, when I started paying attention to this, it was 100 acres. Then all of a sudden it was 500 acres. Now I hear 5,000 acres in just a couple of hours. How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, Mark. And you're exactly right. This one went to about 5,000 plus acres, literally, as you mentioned, in a couple of hours. So the red flag conditions, that means high fire conditions. They're still here a couple more days. They're finally forecasting some rain this weekend, but we're having to deal with one more potentially catastrophic fire here.
So where is this one located? Give us the geography. And are there, one of the things that was a little unclear, I was watching some of the Fox 11 coverage, is weather, because this is a huge plume of smoke. And you can see some of it from Disneyland in Valencia there. And, you know, it looks like it's completely burning out of control. But where is this? And are there houses that are in immediate threats right now?
So Castaic is located kind of at the edge of civilization, the north end of LA's sprawl as you hit the mountains. And then you go back there for, you know, a dozen miles, and then you're over the Grapevine, as they call the route, into the Central Valley. So we're at the northern end here. There's a community of about 20,000 people called Castaic, and the flames are moving in that direction right now. It's near a lake. Hopefully they'll be able to, you know, harness some of that water any way they can to help put this fire out. But again, this is burning very rapidly, and hopefully they can get a handle on it before it bears down on this town. And also, this sits on Interstate 5, which is the main north-south interstate of the West Coast, and a critical logistical highway if you're getting from Southern California up the coast. Fortunately, at this moment, it's not directly threatening the interstate, but it's getting awful close here.
And you have, I mean, look, the way that this thing has exploded, I've seen some of the images and video. This is what we've been worried about, and what you've been worried about ever since, you know, Arcadia, I'm sorry, not Arcadia, the one near Pasadena, forgetting the name of that one, and also
Altadena. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Altadena. But those are the worst case scenarios, and everyone's been worried about that. These fire crews have been doing an amazing job, but this one has just exploded.
Yeah, and this looks like it is growing at about the same rate those first fires happened, the Palisades and Eaton Fire, which was a couple weeks ago now. When you're dealing with these very strong winds, it's really these wind speeds that are worrying. When you combine that with our extremely dry conditions, again, it hasn't rained significantly here since last May. So we're talking 8 months worth of tinder dry brush just adding up and accumulating. And you add to that the fact that a lot of this brushy area where it's burning right now has not burned in a long time. So there's a lot of fresh fuel. Right now, it's pretty much all burning in wilderness. But as I mentioned, there's a town not far from there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of in the path. So couple hours are going to be critical.
A lot of evacuation orders, schools that are evacuated. Do we know, Sue has a question that we, you know, we're inquiring about, and I think we've been asking this for a while, but do we know on this particular fire, do we know how it started? And then, you know, how much of this stuff is still potentially arson?
Yeah, that's one of the things where you can speculate all you want, but they definitely take their time in determining a cause. We still have no official cause of the Palisades fire. That's been 15 days now. So we can see what the infrastructure is. A lot of times it's you know, things like transmission towers. Arson certainly a possibility, or maybe, you know, somebody mistakenly set a fire up there. They sure as heck ought to know better, given the conditions that we've had, if this was indeed an accident. So these are the kinds of things that take a lot of time. They have to be able to safely get up there first and do their investigation. So it could be some time before we know how this one started.
And, you know, as far as the wind conditions, and you do have a little bit of rain in the forecast, do you think there's going to be some relief here in the next couple of days?
Yeah, but it's a double-edged sword, because if it comes too much too soon, which some forecasters say it might, then we're dealing with mud and debris flows, because all this area gets burned down, these trees burn down, and typically it's all this brush and the vegetation that kind of keeps the rain and mud and debris in check. But if it's all gone, if it's all tumbled to the ground, that can be very bad news, because, you know, when you get into winter after a bad fire season in Southern California, typically when we have the rainy season, that is the second shoe that we wait to drop, because mudslides can be a serious problem. So, yes, we want the rain. We need the rain. But there is such a thing as too much at the same time.
All right. Well, we're going to be praying for you here in the Midwest, because this one does not look very good right now. The winds are whipping up. Brian, thank you. I know you got a long night ahead of you, so I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
So we'll see what happens with this one. Again, the good news is that the bad news is this is burning completely out of control. I haven't seen a fire like this on the video cameras since all this started. And let's face it, we never really saw the actual fires in Altadena and in Palisades because the winds were too high. They couldn't get, you know, planes up there or even drones, right?
Are they still fighting those as well? I read today that they still weren't 100% contained.
They're not 100% contained. Most of them, you know, you're down to like on some of these 10% left. After 15, but I don't even know what that means, because if the winds start kicking up,
exactly,
then it gets out of control. But we're going to keep a close eye on this one as we move through the afternoon, because I think they have some major challenges moving forward. We'll break here at the top of the hour. When we come back, our friend Alex Rich, who is from Y98, joins us. I thought we'd maybe try something a little different. We may even take some calls, but we'll get some participation on the YouTube or on the X, formerly Twitter. You know, Trump's doing all these executive orders, Sue.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you wish that you had the power? For example, you sent a picture. Maybe we can use this as an example. You sent a picture to Fred and Ethan and I today with the ice in your neighborhood in the city of St. Louis, which still looks like it just snowed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how about an executive order to somehow order people to clear out the ice and snow in the city of St. Louis? I've got a couple that are creative and unique. I asked Alex and Fred to participate as well. So we're going to issue some of our own executive orders in the next hour. Also, I might do this right at the start. We'll see. Did you watch SNL over the weekend?
I did not.
Okay, so Chappelle was the host.
I know. I saw the highlights, because that's all I wanted to see was Chappelle.
Me too. So I didn't even, I missed it. That was when I was doing the magic show in Vegas on Saturday night. But I watched this morning on Peacock. I just completely skipped the cold open because I didn't really care what they were going to do. And it was pretty good. It was solid Dave Chappelle. But I have one clip. You know, the Trump stuff didn't work as well, I don't think, as some of the other material that he kind of worked in. And it was a solid set, and I love Dave. And by the way, then I kind of let it roll, because I did watch the first couple of bits. One thing that he was doing, and I wonder if there's any fines that are involved here. He came out during the, during his monologue smoking a cigarette.
Yep.
And then in the first bit that they had, both of them were smoking cigarettes.
Oh,
can't the FCC, like, fine you for stuff like that? I'm not saying that they should. I'm not advocating a fine. I'm just saying every once in a while stuff like that. I thought it was unique that he was up on stage live smoking a cigarette, but I guess that's Dave Chappelle, right?
I did like when he does anything from Chappelle's show, when he brings back any of those characters, and I saw one skit with that, and that was funny.
Oh, which one was that?
You're going to have to look
at it.
All right,
I'm going to have to look that one up, because it was a good start after the cold open, I will tell you that. We got Sue's News coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.